بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed His book, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, for our guidance. And He described it in the Qur'an as Hudal lil-Muttaqeen. It is a source of guidance for the people of taqwa, for the people of piety. And the Qur'an can only be a source of guidance for the believers if we contemplate over the ayat. Kitaban, Allah said, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak, a book which we have revealed to you, mubarak, blessed, liyadabbaru ayati, so that they may contemplate and ponder over its ayat. And therefore, the Qur'an can only be our source of guidance if we ponder over its meanings and we contemplate its ayat and we live by its guidance. And in today's lesson, the ayah which we will study and ponder over is the ayah in Suratul Fussilat, ayah number 30 onwards, 30, 31 and 32. And Surah Al-Fussilat is the 41st surah of the Qur'an. And in this blessed ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those people who say, our Lord is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they are firm upon it. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will descend upon those people. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not worry, nor be grieved. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And have the glad tidings of Al-Jannah, paradise, which you were promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We were your protectors and guardians in the worldly life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and also in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you in it, meaning in Jannah, is everything which yourselves desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you is whatever you call for. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. An accommodation from the most forgiving and the bestower of mercy. So in this beautiful ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His awliya, the righteous people, His worshippers, and describes them and mentions what He has prepared for them from the reward of the worldly life and also the reward of the hereafter. And He mentions the awliya, and He mentions their descriptions, and He mentions their reward in this life and the hereafter. Why? Firstly, to encourage them upon the path which they have chosen, and also to encourage those who came after them to follow them and be like them. So this ayah, it serves both of these sets of purpose. Or these purposes. Firstly, it is an encouragement for the righteous people to continue upon their righteousness because of the reward which has been mentioned for them. And secondly, it is an encouragement for those who come after the righteous people to follow them and make them their role model. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this the ayah by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Verily, those people who say, our Lord is Allah. Meaning those people who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being their Lord and their creator and their sustainer. And they verbalize this upon their tongue. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا Verily those people who say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Our Lord is Allah. And they are pleased with Allah as their Lord. And not only this, but then they submit to the command of Allah. And they single Him out in worship. This is the people that is being talked about. Because believing in Allah being your creator or your Lord in of itself is no benefit to a person if that person does not single out Allah in worship. And therefore the principle is, the principle in the Quran is إِفْرَادُ اللَّهِ بِالْرُّبُوبِيَّةِ يَسْتَلْزِمْ إِفْرَادُهُ بِالْأُلُوهِيَّةِ That to affirm and to single out Allah as the Lord and the Creator, it necessitates from you accepting and submitting to His right of worship. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Verily, those people who say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Our Lord is Allah. Meaning they have iman in Allah, true iman in Allah, with certainty, without any doubt. And they are sincere in that which they do. They do it only for the sake of Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا And then they are firm and upright upon this statement. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Then they are firm and upright upon the straight path. So they have iman in Allah and they say Allah is our Lord and they believe in Allah. And then after this, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا They implement their iman and they validate their iman through their actions. And therefore this ayah shows us that the mere statement of a person, I believe in Allah, is not sufficient. Saying, I believe in Allah in my heart is not sufficient. Rather, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Verily those people who say Allah is our Lord, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا And then they are upright upon this. And so in Islam, actions validate a person's statement. Actions validate a person's Iman. And these people that are mentioned who fulfill these two conditions of knowledge and a correct intention and sincerity, and on top of this, righteous actions and being upright and firm upon the straight path, for them is the glad tidings of this life and the hereafter. And they are the awliya of Allah, and they are the righteous. Those people who fulfill both of these two conditions, having iman in Allah in your heart, verbalizing it upon your tongue, and secondly, acting upon it, performing righteous actions, fulfilling the obligations, and being upright and firm upon the guidance which has come from Allah. And this blessed ayah was the basis of a dua which some of the Salaf used to make. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he used to say, Allahumma anta rabbuna, O Allah, you are our Lord. Farzuqna al-istiqama. So bestow upon us al-istiqama. Thumma istiqamu. And the meaning of al-istiqama is to be firm and upright upon the straight path. And also, this was the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the companions. When a companion called Sufyan ibn Abdullah Thaqafi radiallahu an, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا Give me an instruction in Islam. لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَك That I don't need to question regarding anybody after you. Meaning, explain for me or clarify for me something about Islam which is clear and comprehensive such that I don't need to ask anybody else regarding it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Say, I have iman in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ And then be firm. Be firm upon this iman and be upright in your righteous actions. And what is the reward for those people? What is the glad tiding for those people who say Allah is their Lord and they have iman in Allah and then they are upright upon His religion and they act upon that iman? What is their right or what is their reward? Allah mentions in the next section, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that upon those people the angels shall descend. And this ayah refers to the moment before a person is about to die, when the angel of death comes and the soul of a person is about to leave the body. Angels, they descend upon this righteous person, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels, one after the other, they descend, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned a plural. He said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that angels descend upon that person, one after the other, after the other. And then these angels, they give the glad tidings to this righteous person. They say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not be fearful and do not be worried. Meaning, do not be fearful of that which is about to come next, of the future, after your soul has left the body and everything which is going to occur after this moment. Allah takhafu, do not be scared, do not be fearful. Why? Because you had iman in Allah and you were sincere in your actions and you performed the righteous actions and you repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu, He accepts the actions of the righteous. He will not allow the actions of the righteous to be wasted, regardless of how small or how little the action is. He said subhanahu in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah, He only accepts from the people of taqwa, from the righteous and the pious. And also Allah has promised Jannah for those who are righteous and pious. He said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu, He said, and hasten towards the forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. And also the Jannah, which is as wide as the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And this has been prepared for the righteous and the pious. So not only do they not worry about the future, because Allah accepts their actions and accepts their iman and accepts their repentance, but also they are pleased because they know that Jannah has been prepared for them. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said Jannah prepared for the people of At-Taqwa. And then the second glad tiding that the angels give, وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, and also do not have grief or regret or worry, meaning about the past. Do not grieve over the past. Why? Because Allah subhanahu, He is At-Tawwab and He is Al-Ghafoor. At-Tawwab meaning the one who accepts the repentance of the sincere. Al-Ghafoor, the one who is oft forgiving and forgives the sins of those who seek forgiveness. He mentioned in the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. He is the one who accepts the repentance from his worshippers. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and He is the one who pardons the sins. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and He knows that which you do. And so, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your righteous actions and He accepts your iman and He has prepared Jannah for those who perform the righteous actions, and at the same time He forgives the previous sins and He accepts your repentance and He pardons your actions, then there is no need for such a person to worry about the future, no, grieve over the past. And so the angels, when they come to this righteous person, the one who said, verily Allah is my Lord and has firm belief in Allah and then performs righteous actions and is upright upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when these angels come to him or come to her at the time of death and they give that person these two glad tidings, do not worry over the future, do not grieve over the past, they negate anything which a person is saddened by or worried over in the future and the past. So this is negating that which a person is worried over. And then there's a third glad tiding. And the third glad tiding is وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and have the glad tiding of a Jannah. Meaning, and we give you the good news of Jannah. Look forward to Jannah. Be happy with Jannah. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ, that which you were promised. That which you were promised, meaning by Allah. Allah promised you that if you believed in Him and you affirm upon that belief and you say Allah is my Lord and you accept that Allah is your Lord and you are pleased with Him as being your Lord, and then you follow this up by righteous actions and being upright upon the guidance and firm upon the obligations, then Allah has promised for you Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not break His promises. So this Jannah is guaranteed for you. And then furthermore, they give more glad tidings to the person who is righteous. They say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that we are your awliya. The angels say, we are your protectors and we are your guardians, meaning by the permission of Allah, in the dunya and the akhirah. In the worldly life, we were your guardians and your protectors by the permission of Allah. And just as we looked after you in the worldly life, then do not worry about the akhirah. Because in the akhirah, we will also be your protectors and guardians with the permission of Allah subhanah. So the angels, they say this to this righteous person when death is about to come to this person. Then meaning in the dunya, we were protecting you by the permission of Allah. And in the dunya, we used to make dua for you. Because the angels, they supplicate for the righteous person. And just as we used to make dua for you in the dunya, in the worldly life, and we used to protect you by the permission of Allah in the worldly life, then also in the hereafter. That in the hereafter, we will be your companions. And we will be your comfort on the day of isolation, when a person goes into the grave and that person is all alone. And when a person is resurrected once more, again in isolation. And when a person has to pass over the sirat, again in isolation. And when a person goes through the torment and all the events which will occur on Yawm al-Qiyamah, again in isolation. Throughout all of this, the angels say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that just as we were with you in the worldly life and we used to comfort you in the worldly life and we used to make dua for you in the worldly life and we used to help you and protect you in the worldly life by the permission of Allah, then also in the hereafter. Throughout all of this isolation, we will be with you. And we will supplicate for you. And we will comfort you. Until they take a person to the doors of Jannah. Until they take a person to the doors of Jannah. And even at the gates of Jannah, when a person arrives there, the angels come down to that person. And they say, Salamun alaykum. They give that person the greetings of peace. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. The greetings of salam upon you, bima sabartum, on account of the patience which you showed. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ, and how good and how beautiful this is as a place of settlement. Meaning, the patience which you had in the worldly life, in iman, and being pleased with Allah, submitting to His laws, following His guidance, and worshipping Him, on account of this patience, Salamun alaykum. At the doors of Jannah, may the greetings of peace be upon you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا. And for you, meaning in Jannah, is مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, whatever yourselves desire, whatever you want, whatever reward you would require, for you is this reward. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you is whatever you call out for. In Jannah, whatever you desire and you want, and whatever you call out for, it will be granted to you. Even though right now, there is in Jannah for the people who are righteous rewards, مَا لَا عِنٌ رَعَتْ, rewards which no eye has ever seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and rewards which no ears have ever heard of, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and rewards which no person can imagine or think about. However, when a person arrives in Jannah, as long as that person was a person of iman and righteous actions, then the angel will give glad tidings to this person that now whatever you want and whatever you see and whatever you call out for and whatever you desire, for you is its reward. Nuzula, nuzulan min ghafur rahim. And this is an accommodation from Allah. And He is Ghafoor. He is the oft forgiving. And He is Rahim. He is the one who bestows mercy. So in this noble and beautiful ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His awliya, the righteous people. He describes them firstly by saying that they are those people, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, they say Allah is our Lord, meaning they believe it in their hearts and they verbalize it upon their tongues. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, Allah is our Lord. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they are firm upon it and they are upright and they back up their statements through their righteous actions. So this is the description of the awliya of Allah. And then their reward is mentioned. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that the angels, one after the other, descend upon such a person, i.e. at the time of death. And then the angels give this person three glad tidings. Firstly, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not worry about the future, meaning the akhirah, because you are a person of sincerity and iman and righteous actions, and Allah accepts this from you. And do not grieve over the past. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not grieve over the past, because you are a person of repentance and seeking forgiveness, and Allah accepts your repentance and He forgives your sins. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and thirdly, be happy and look forward to the reward of Jannah. And the purpose or the objective behind this ayah is twofold. Firstly, to encourage the righteous to continue upon their righteousness. And secondly, to encourage those who come after the awliya of Allah to try to be like the awliya of Allah and to have the correct iman and be sincere in their actions and be firm upon al-Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our righteous actions, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our repentance. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.